You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
What's up, everybody? Like Tyler said, my name is Jonathan Combs, and I play basketball and drum here at Asbury and get the opportunity just to share my testimony with you guys this morning. And when Ms. Worthen asked me if I would be willing to share my testimony at first, like Tyler mentioned, I have a really busy schedule, and I was like, there's just one more thing that I've got to add on or one more thing that I got to do. And then I started feeling convicted, and I remembered a verse in Matthew 10 which says, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will also disown him before my Father in heaven. And I just realized that I really need to take this opportunity to share what God's done in my life and just who he is to me. And I just feel like this is what the Lord called me to do. And so just to dive into my story, I don't have a crazy story from like dark to light. I always remember growing up in the church and knowing who Jesus is, and that doesn't make my testimony any less, because any story with God in it is a good story. And I just want to share with you guys today that, like, even if that's your story and you've grown up in the church, that it's your testimony is important, and that God has done cool things in your life regardless of what that might look like. And so I grew up going to church, and I can remember hearing about Jesus. I can remember Jesus ever since I was a little kid. I don't think that there's a point in my life where I don't remember knowing who Jesus was. And I was blessed with two amazing parents, two amazing brothers, who just really supported me and helped me along the way in life. And however, there's a difference between knowing who Jesus is and Jesus being your Lord and Savior. And I can remember when I first felt like God prompted in my life and wanted me to make a decision for him. I was about 8 years old, and I realized that God loved me, and that my sin, even though I was 8 years old, separated me from Jesus and what he had done for me on the cross. And that I realized that God was offering salvation and me to make a decision for him. And so I think that's pretty cool, because the gospel is so simple, even though me as an 8 year old kid could understand that. And I think the gospel is just, even as we grow up and get old, that there's always something that we can learn about that. And diving in the story, I can distinctly remember it was the weekend of 4th of July. It was on a Saturday night, and I felt like God was calling me to make a decision for him. And so that's what I did. And this is the first time I really felt like God was kind of stirring in my heart. And I was at my aunt's house, and we were out of town, and I decided that I was going to give my life to Christ. And I told my parents, hey, this is the decision I've made and whatnot. And then I decided it was on a Saturday night, so I decided I was going to get baptized the next day on a Sunday morning. And then my parents were like, well, don't you want to wait till we get back home at our home church? I was like, no, I'm getting baptized tomorrow regardless. And so that's what I did, and that was good. But moving on in life, fast forward to middle school and high school, life started to get different. I moved schools in middle school, and I didn't have a lot of friends. Basketball wasn't going the way that I had hoped or planned, and I didn't feel like the coaches were looking out for my best. And I just really started to put my identity in what other people said about me and how they perceived me. And that was where I really started to try to balance my identity in God and also other things in the world. And so balancing multiple identities and trying to add on anything to other than just God alone is not sustainable and is not going to last. And this time I became timid in my faith, and I really just kept to myself about Jesus and was not bold and was not proclaiming who Jesus was and what he had done. And this was a struggle for me, and I found that only God can be your true identity, and not basketball and God and what other people say about me and God, or school and God, or relationships and God, but that I can only have my identity and can only trust in God alone. And so God really began to move in my heart between my sophomore and junior year of high school. And at that point, I just really was able to surrender those things that were competing for my identity and who I was as a person. And just often I got my worth from what other people, the way other people perceived me or how I performed or the things I could accomplish. And at this point in my life, when I surrendered those things to God and God alone became my identity, then I started to regain my confidence back in life, and I was really able to speak out about my faith. And one verse that specifically impacted my life is Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And so this verse has really been impactful for me. And just knowing that God has good plans for my life, and no matter what happens, that He's not trying to harm me, but He's working for my good and for the future plans that He has for me. And in the end, I just want you guys to know that even if your story looks like mine, that you grew up in the church and that you've known Jesus for a while, that your testimony is still important, and there's a lot of things that God can do with that, and a lot of ways that He can move through that. And I just want you guys to know that you can have an eternal assurance if you choose to accept God's free gift and just what He offers you, and that the way God sees you is that He sees you as a child and not as what you're marked by your mistakes or anything that you've struggled with growing up. And so that's all I got.
Okay, hi guys. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Deanna, and God has just put on my heart to share my story with you all. Public speaking is by no means my strong point, but I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that God has given me to just allow me to share the story with you all. So I have grown up in a Christian household. My mom has worked at our church since before I was born, and for as long as I can remember, every Sunday and Wednesday, we were one of the first people to arrive at church and some of the last ones to leave. And there would even be random days in between this where we would be at church. So from a young age, I knew who Jesus was, I knew that Jesus loved me, I knew I was a sinner, and I knew that when I died, I wanted to go to heaven. And so, because of this, I gave my life to Christ and was baptized at a young age. I was 6 when I did this. And at this point in my life, I knew who Jesus was, and I knew I was saved, and I knew I would go to heaven when I died. But I also knew a lot about Jesus. I was always known as the girl at church and the girl amongst my friends who would always have the right answers and could tell you just about anything you wanted to know about Jesus. But I didn't fully understand the depth of what it meant to be a follower of Christ. Another thing about me is that I'm the oldest child of my family. I have 3 younger siblings, and because of this, I am a control freak and a major perfectionist. I plan out every single day of my life to the minute, and when things don't go according to my plan, I feel very out of control, and I hate feeling this way. But due to my perfectionistic side, when I feel out of control, I tend to wear a mask because I need everyone around me to think I have it all together. I have the motto in life to just fake it till I make it, which this is something I think I've gotten pretty good at doing. As I've gotten older, the desire to be in control of everything has just gotten worse. I would plan things out by how I would want them to be, and I would do everything in my power to make sure things went according to my plan. And if things didn't follow my plan, I would just fake it till I make it, so others couldn't see that internally I was freaking out. But this mentality overall just caused me so much anxiety because I was trying to be perfect and fulfill this plan for my life all on my own. By the time I got to high school, I had my entire life planned out. I would go to college, I'd be a pre-dental major, meet my future husband in college and marry him as soon as I got out, go to dental school, graduate, open my own private practice clinic, and live a happy life as a pediatric dentist with my husband, 4 kids, and 2 dogs. Yes, I actually had this much of my life planned out. And at this time in my life, I would say that I had a really good relationship with God, that I was fully committed to following him, and that my life was going great. But looking back on all of this, I never wanted to fully submit my life to Christ because I didn't want him messing with what I had planned for my life. So there were parts of my life that I would just keep control over. As I entered my freshman year of college, I was very confident about my plan for my life, and I was confident that this plan was also God's perfect plan for me. As I went through freshman year, I did everything I could to ensure that my plan would work out, and I was exhausting myself with commitments to build a strong resume for dental school and earn good grades in my classes. But the one problem was I was doing this all on my own. I was convinced I didn't need help from anyone, even God, and that I had everything all under control, all on my own. I was very overwhelmed and anxious, but I just faked it till I made it. I put on the mask that everything was going great, and when people would ask me how I was, the answer was always, "I'm great." And this was the exact same answer I would give to God. "God, everything's great, everything's amazing. Everything is going exactly according to your plan." I tried to hide all my struggles and anxieties from everyone, including God, because deep down, I was too scared of who I really was behind my mask, someone who had no control and had no clue what they were doing with their life. And I didn't want anyone else to see who I truly was, especially God. Then sophomore year started, and I'm going to be so real, this year was very hard for me. My classes were hard, I was having relationship issues, and no matter how hard I tried, I felt so out of control of everything. And the worst part was, the more that I tried to gain control, the more out of control I felt. My anxiety and depression were at an all-time high, but I kept my mask on and I hid all this. I just faked it till I made it. But by the time I reached second semester, I was so burnt out and I was done with life. I was having panic attacks almost every night, asking God, what in the world was he doing? I felt like my mask was slipping and I no longer had any control over anything, and this terrified me. I no longer felt the desire or passion to pursue dentistry, but this wasn't a part of my plan. I told myself I had to feel this passion because I was supposed to be a dentist. I was too far into preparing for my future to change anything. And losing this feeling of control over my life left me questioning all sense of worth in life. And I was asking God over and over why he had put me on this earth, because I felt like I wasn't effectively benefiting anything or anyone in any way, and that I had no specific purpose in this life. But I made it to the summer, and God truly met me in my lowest point here. One night, I was lying in bed, and I couldn't sleep, so I pulled out my Bible, and I ended up in the book of Jeremiah. I was reading Jeremiah 29:11. "I know the plans I have for you, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." As I read this, the mask that I had had on for as long as I can remember to help me just fake it till I make it came off, and I broke down to God. For the first time, I truly brought what I was hiding from others and from God to the light, and I laid it all out to him. I let him see the ugly side of me that I had been hiding from everyone else, and I told him how I felt like my life wasn't going according to my plan, that it was a hot mess, and that there was no purpose to it. But this night, God revealed to me two things. Number one, he knew everything that I was feeling. Everything I thought I was hiding, I wasn't. He knew, and he was waiting for me to come to him with everything. And when I finally stopped hiding from God, he didn't answer with disgust and judgment, but he answered me with the love, grace, and open arms. I realized no matter how much of a mess I thought I was, God didn't care. He loves me and he holds me tight as his beloved child. And number two, I was right. My life was not going according to my plan, but everything was going according to his plan. God knew all he had in store for me. And even though I felt like there was no purpose to my life, I indeed do have a purpose that only I'm able to fulfill. I realized that for years I had a tight grip on my life and I only wanted to trust God when it aligned with my plan. When things weren't going well, I put on a mask and made it seem like everything was perfect. But when I finally took off this mask and brought the real me to God, it felt like as if I had finally let God work his plan for me. It felt like he was prying my fingers off my life, saying, "Give it to me, I have a plan for you." It felt as if the weight that I had been carrying for years to be perfect and perfectly fulfill this plan that I had set to me had been lifted off of me. And I no longer felt this pressure to perfectly fulfill my plan because I knew that God had it under control. For the first time in as long as I can remember, I felt peace and I felt truly free. And I wish I could say that after this moment, my life has been all sunshine and rainbows. But the truth is, I still struggle with wearing that mask that hides the parts of me I don't want others to see. And I struggle giving full control to God. Last year, I had applied for a research job for the summer that going in, I knew no way I would get accepted for. But I had a professor who encouraged me to still apply. So I'm sure you can imagine my utter shock when I actually got accepted into this program. But this program was an amazing opportunity for me that revealed God to me in so many ways. He used this program to call me out of the dental field and into the medical field. And at first my answer was, "No way, God. I've been preparing to become a dentist for years. I can't just change this now. God, I can't be a doctor. I'm not made for that." But God would constantly remind me that I know the plans I have for you. I'm also so thankful for the wonderful people that God has put in my life who remind me daily of his presence in me and that I do have a purpose and calling in this life. One of these people is a truly God-sent mentor and friend who constantly reminds me that God knows what he's doing and that he has full control of my life. I may worry about the future, but God is always present here. He's always present in my future. He's already there, but he's also here with me in my present, helping to guide me to my future. And when I get overwhelmed and struggle to see the plan and purpose God has for my life, she is quick to remind me of my purpose and my worth. And through these people in my life, I am constantly reminded that God gives us people so that we don't have to live life alone. And when I take off my mask around these people, they are God's reminder to me that he is with me and he continues to work in my life through the people that he has put in me to speak truth and love to me. So remembering all this has brought me more joy and peace this year than I have ever experienced. I still struggle with living with a mask on, giving up control to God, and trusting his plan for my life. But by spending time in worship, prayer, his word, and fellowship with other believers has really helped me learn to rely on him when I try to take control and make my plan work. So I want to encourage anyone that's here that if you are wearing a mask of any kind and trying to hide anything from God, he sees what's behind that mask, but he wants you to take it off and reveal what's behind it to him. And when you do, he accepts it with loving, open arms. I also want to remind you that God has a solid hold on your life. He knows what he's doing, and he has a great plan and purpose for your life. We see this reminder of Jeremiah 29:11 that God knows that God has a plan for us, also in Romans 8 when it says in verse 28 that we know all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose.